Good morning. Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, and as again we talk about celebrating Pentecost, Pentecost is, of course, the birth of the church. And as we focus on the birth of the church, we also focus on the power of God's Holy Spirit. You know, yesterday we were down at the cathedral last night, and the bishop confirmed a bunch of kids. Some of the kids were ours, some of them, of course, the cathedral, some of them were different places. And as they were all being confirmed, I thought, you know, they have not a clue the power God just gave them. Most of them did not have a clue. They're just sitting there thinking, oh, I can't wait to get out of here, and we have a party, and I'm going to get some money. It's going to be a glorious thing, huh? And that's not just them. It's with most people. You know, with confirmation, and that's just part of the things we go through to become Catholic. Almost every kid I ask, you know, they all had to go see me. Well, most of them did. Some of them did not, but we'll deal with them later. But they had to all see me, and I'd ask the first question, why do you want to be confirmed? Why? And almost every kid looked at me and says, so I can become an adult in the church. And I go, that's it, huh? You want to become an adult in the church? Whoa! It's not very exciting being an adult in the church, now is it? Not a big deal. I said, don't you want the Holy Spirit to come upon you so you can have power, so you can do all that God wants you to do, that you can be on fire for God, that you can use all the gifts God gave you? Oh, yeah, that too, Father. Oh, gee. You know, and again, I think if we're really going to get the Spirit in our lives, we're really going to sit there. We all have them. God gave them to all of us. It's about that surrendering to the Spirit. And what I think we need to do to fully do that is first we got to empty ourselves, huh? Got to empty ourselves. We'll deal with that. Then we got to surrender, daily surrender. And then we got to proclaim or go forth, huh? As Jesus gave the apostles, he sold all of them. So let's deal with each of those. The first thing you got to do to live a life in God's Holy Spirit is you're going to have to empty yourself of self. That's why the first words out of Christ's mouth to even prepare us for the Holy Spirit was repent. Empty yourself of yourself. Empty yourself of those sins. If you listen to the second reading today, again, we find out what we got to empty ourselves of, huh? Our wrath, our this and that, our immorality, all those things, what the second reading talked about today. Those are the things we got to empty ourselves with. Sometimes it's just ourselves, it's just our opinions, it's just our way of doing things. It might even be a sinful thing, but we still got to empty ourselves. Again, the analogy is if I take a glass here and it's filled to the top with water, well, it's filled. Nothing can go in that glass. Same with our lives and our souls. If we come and we're filled, God can't do anything for us. He can't do anything with us until we empty ourselves. So what is it that you need to empty yourself of that God can fill you with His Holy Spirit? Because He cannot fill you until you're empty. And it doesn't mean an emptiness of pain and suffering. It means the emptiness of self. And whatever it is in your life and in my life that keeps us selfish and focused on ourselves. The second thing that has to happen for us to fully live in the Holy Spirit is that surrender. To allow and to ask the Spirit of God to take full control of our lives, that we might live a life guided daily by the Holy Spirit. And again, to do that, it really takes an explicit surrender, huh? To have daily where I give over my life to the Spirit of the living God. And I ask the Spirit to come in. You know, isn't it amazing? Today, when Christ is giving the Spirit in a different way, what did He do upon the apostles? He breathed on them. And again, the scripture in the Hebrew, anyway, John was written in Hebrew, but in the Old Testament, the word for spirit was ruah, R-U-A-H. And it's the same word that at the very beginning of creation, at Genesis, at the very first or second verse of the Bible, it says there was a wind that went over the chaos. The word for wind is the same word for spirit, the same word for breath. Ruah. So when the wind went over the chaos start taking order. When the wind goes over our life, the wind of the Spirit, the chaos of our life falls into order and creation begins. And then we take this empty shell of a man, literally Adam, dead empty. Now that he was empty and not having life, when God gave him life, what did he do? Breathe on him. Breathe into his nostrils, huh? And he gave him the breath of life. So what we got to do in our daily prayer is not just say our prayers, but we got to breathe. We got to breathe deeply of God's Holy Spirit. So when you and I are praying, stop. Breathe. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. The best way to imagine that is that the breath, God's Spirit, is like the breath around you. When you really want to surrender, where you really want to be still, where you want to have some peace, focus on your breathing. But then go way beyond just the physical breathing. Breathe in God's Spirit deeply every day in your prayer. Deeply breathe in the Holy Spirit. Have that full surrender, that Spirit of the living God, take full control of my heart and my life. I want you to have every part of me. And breathe him in more. And as you breathe in more of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to breathe out more of yourself to make room for him. So make that a conscious effort and a conscious discipline you do every day in your prayer life. You breathe in deeply of God's Holy Spirit, and you breathe out deeply yourself. As John the Baptist says, I must decrease, he must increase. Focus on breathing spiritually in your daily prayer life. The last thing that happens, when we're people that are fully surrendered to God, we live a life of unselfishness. It means then we go and proclaim the gospel. We get sent forth. That when we're living by God's Holy Spirit, we're no longer living a life of selfishness. We're living a life of love. We're living a life of life. And we're begetting that love and life into the people around us. The greatest way to show someone that's living by the Spirit and someone that's living by the flesh are they basically selfish or basically selfless? If they're basically selfish, they're not yet surrendered to the Spirit of God. If they're basically, and I'm talking about basically because we all go in and out of these things, do we not? But if you're basically selfish, you haven't surrendered to God's Spirit. But if you're basically selfish, selfless, then you're on the road of surrendering and living that life in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God helps us to forget about ourselves so we can focus on God and others. The Spirit of the world keeps us focused on ourselves, and it never leads to God. So, this day of Pentecost, if you want to sit there and go through another day, yeah, we have Pentecost here, whoa, just like the kids being confirmed, oh yeah, I was confirmed, I became an adult in the church, whoa, you can do that, go for it, have a fine time. Or, today, you can decide that you will empty yourself each day, that you will breathe in deeply of the Holy Spirit, and then you'll go forth living a life of selflessness instead of a life of selfishness. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.